The Adventures of Kenny and Barr! Hi, if you're new to our podcast, this is how it works.
Me and my sister, we give ideas to our mom, and then our mom makes a story with it. Now on to the show.
You can decide their age.
They're six.
Okay, Kenny and Barr are 6 years old, and Kenny and Barr are going to a theater to watch Harry Potter. And there's Harry Potter books that you can buy there, Harry Potter bags for popcorn, and there's Harry Potter fake wands. Right after the Harry Potter, there's a Frozen movie coming up.
Frozen movie? Like the movie Frozen?
The second movie from Frozen, and it just came out, and Kenny and Barr are super excited to see it for the first time.
Wait, so they're watching Harry Potter movie and the Frozen movie? Mm-hmm. All at one in one day at the movie theater?
Yeah.
Whoa, lucky
kids. And one night.
And they didn't even see Frozen in the whole entire life.
They saw Frozen 1, but they didn't see Frozen 2.
Whoa.
And so they're super excited to watch Harry Potter and Frozen, because Candy loves Harry Potter and Barr does too, and they both love Frozen a ton. There's pranks set up all over there, so it's called the Prank Theater. So Candy sits down, and then a spider, a tarantula spider, on her shoulder, and she like looks over to the side, and she's like, ah, get off me!
Wait, it happens during the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
That was super scary.
Oh, okay.
Barr gets trapped during the Frozen movie from a net that grabs him.
During the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so Candy and Barr are 6 years old. They're very excited because this amazing thing is coming to town. It is something that their parents read about in the newspaper, and it's basically like a movie theater that has pranks built in. And it's this traveling show that goes around the whole country, and it's coming to a city near them, and they're very excited. And the movie that is playing is Harry Potter. And there's a second movie after, which is Frozen 2. The kids are bonkers out of their mind excited. And the parents said, the only thing is, kids, it's pretty late. It's happening. It starts at 5 p.m. And then the second movie doesn't even start until 7 p.m. So it's not going to be done until 9 p.m. You're not even going to get home until 11 p.m.
They'll get home at 1.
They'll get home at 1? Okay, mm-hmm. And actually, it's so far away. It's in New York City, which is 4 hours from where they live, that they won't even get home until 1 a.m. in the morning. And the parents are like, this is going to be a crazy night. And Candy Barr said, oh, please, 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 we have to go. We really want to go. It's 4 hours to get to this theater. So they decide to leave early in the morning and spend some extra time in New York City before the show. So they go out to eat, and they walk around Central Park, which is the big park in New York City, and they go into some really fun stores, and then finally they get to the show. And they go in, and they do not know what to expect, because it is a movie theater, but there's also all of these people who are paid as part of the performance to do tricks on the people in the audience. Not even just before the performance, but during the movie. So Candy and Barr sit down, and their parents sit down, and the parents are nervous too. They don't want any tricks to happen to them. And right off, the dad sits down, and he feels some wetness underneath him, and he goes, oh no. And he looks down, and he's sitting on a whole bunch of slime, and he goes, ugh, gross. And then someone comes by and said, oh, sorry, is that my vomit? And they just pick it up, and it's this big fake vomit that feels really slimy, and it looks like it's vomit all over the seat, but they just pick it up, and it's like trick vomit. And he goes, oh, thank goodness, that's trick vomit. And that was the first prank. And then they heard screams as they were waiting because other people were getting pranked, and laughter because other people were getting pranked, and they were trying to look around and see what was happening. And then finally the movie started, and they were so into the movie. It was so great to see Harry Potter on the big screen. These kids loved Harry Potter so much, and they were reading the books with their parents, and it was great, and they had popcorn, and everything was going wonderfully. Candy was so enthralled with the movie and focused on it when all of a sudden A gigantic spider comes down and sits on her shoulder. She looks over and she sees it, and she screams so loud that everyone in the theater laughs, and they see her jump up and swoosh off this gigantic spider, and everyone else in the theater knows that it's fake because they know that they're there for pranks, but Candy can't even tell in that moment that it's fake. She's just so freaked out. So she screams and she gets it off and she's doing this like crazy dance, like, ah, get it off me, get it off me, get it off me, ah! And everyone is laughing. They think her reaction is so hilarious. And then finally she realizes it's a prank and she sits back down and she's like, her heart is pounding and she's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Takes her a few minutes to get back into the movie. And then another hour goes by and it's at this really good part of the movie and the whole theater is quiet. And all of a sudden, this gigantic net falls right from the ceiling on top of Bar. And he has no idea what's happening. He screams out, "Aah!" And everyone laughs as he jumps up and he's trying to get out of this net. And it's like partially on Candy too. And it's partially on the mom. And they're all struggling with it. And everyone is laughing and they think it's hilarious. And they're like, "Ah, get it off me." And then Candy and Bar are laughing too when they realize it's a prank. And then later in the movie, other people are getting pranked. There's like fake snowballs and there's glitter bombs and there's fake birds that go and poop on people and just all sorts of crazy and wackiness.
At the end, the mom thinks it's a fake spider, but it's actually a real tarantula.
So at the end of Harry Potter, the credits are rolling and the mom sees what she thinks is a fake tarantula because obviously it's fake. They're at this big prank show. And she's like, "Ha ha, I'm not even afraid of that." And she picks it up in her hands just to show her kids that she's not afraid of it. And it's real. It's a real tarantula. Someone brought a real tarantula to this thing. And she screams so loud and she throws it on the floor. And then she is like crazy freaked out. She's like, "What? Why would someone bring a real tarantula in here?" And one of the people who work there says, "It's my pet. It's a prank show." And the mom was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm never gonna sleep." And that was just round one. Now round two is Frozen 2. And these kids had never seen Frozen 2. It was a new movie and it was coming out. And oh my God, they were so excited.
And they get blasted by glitter and actually Frozen erasers. And they get Frozen pencils.
Frozen what?
Erasers and pencils. So they are watching the movie Frozen, and it's like this beautiful scene right towards the end when everything has resolved and everyone is happy and the two characters are getting married. Did they get married?
No.
Oh, even not. They don't get married? Okay, no. I just made that up. I don't know. Happy things are happening at the end of the movie when all of a sudden there's this big rainbow that appears in the room. And it's like the most gorgeous thing they've seen. It's glittery and colorful and everyone's eyes light up and they go, "Ah!" And out of the rainbow drops a ton of glitter and there's fans that make the glitter fly everywhere. And so it's like a glitter storm and it's so beautiful. They've never seen anything this beautiful in their lives. And the mom is like, "No, microplastics, they're going to get in our eyes and our bodies." And the mom is freaked out because she thinks of all the little tiny pieces of plastic and what a big mess it's going to make for everyone's bodies and the earth. So she's freaking out, but Candy and Bar love it. And the rest of the theater loves it. And they are just going berserk. They're screaming and they're laughing and they're playing and they're jumping up and down. And it's gorgeous. And everyone's taking photos. And the dad snaps a really good photo of the whole family being so happy with this big glitter.
Except for the mom.
She has this big, like, freaked out look on her face, like, "No." Exactly. So she's freaked out by the spider and the microplastics, and everyone else is really happy and enjoying themselves. And the kids get into the car, and the mom makes them dust off as much of the glitter as they can before they get in the car. She makes them wipe off their faces and cleans out their ears and all of the stuff before they get in the car. So finally, they're on their way home, and they still have 4 hours to drive. And the parents are really hoping that these kids are going to sleep on the way home, but they don't. They're talking about this movie and that movie and this prank and that prank and glitter and there and bliss and that and all these things. And the parents are so sleepy, but the kids seem to be wide awake.
But somebody put something in their car.
But halfway on to the ride home, they open up these little envelopes that they got from the show. And they had been told, "Don't open up these envelopes until you're on your way home." And they both say, "Oh, let's open up those envelopes." And so they open them up. And it says, "You've been pranked." And they're like, "What? What does that mean?" And what's the prank that's inside their car?
I can't tell you. You need to figure it out.
I need to figure it out.
Yeah, but it can't be anything that happened before.
But it's a really bad prank.
It's a really bad prank. Yeah. So they're like, what does that mean? You've been pranked. And it's the parents are like, oh gosh, what is
messy.
It? And then all of a sudden, from inside their bags, they hear pop, 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 pop. And they're like, what? And Candy and Bar open their backpacks. And somehow there is exploding pop rocks coming out of their bags, like in huge amounts.
No, an even battle prank.
Next to the pop rocks are worms, lots and lots of worms. And so somehow there was like these little shells that someone had put inside the bags. And inside these little eggshells were pop rocks and worms. And they all explode. And now there's like pop rocks everywhere and worms all over the car. These tiny, disgusting little worms. And the kids start freaking out and they're screaming from the back seat, kind of like in joy, but kind of also in terror because it's gross and it's kind of cool. But they're freaked out and the parents are like, oh my God, what? And they pull over the car. They're trying not to get hurt on the highway, and they see all these tiny little worms everywhere, and they're like, no, it's so gross. And they have to pull over on the side of the road and try to get all these worms out of the car.
They need another envelope.
What's the last thing?
I need to whisper in your ears.
Okay, tell me.
It also has a recording of a girl going, yeah.
Oh my goodness. So they clear out all of the worms. They finally think this is done. All the pop rocks are left by the side of the road. The parents are like, oh my God, can we please just get home? And then Candy and Bar are sitting there, and Candy feels right next to her another envelope, and she's like, wait, what? And she opens and it says, there's still one more prank. And she goes, uh-oh. And she looks around, and she's like, where is this prank gonna come from? And then the mom's purse up front starts to shake and jump up and down, and the mom is like, no. They pull over on the side of the road just in time. They open the bag, and there's a recording with a recorded voice that goes, ah, ha, 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 you've been pranked. And a glitter bomb goes off, and fireworks go off, and the mom is like, what? This is so dangerous. And these fireworks are coming out of her bag, and she throws the bag out of the car just in time so that the car doesn't set on fire. But her bag sets on fire, and she's like, no, my purse, my wallet's in there. And she tries to grab her wallet out, but she can't get it in time, and her bag explodes. But then also these water pellets erupt everywhere too and put out the fire. It's the craziest thing. And the mom is just standing there on the side of the road with her mouth open, and she's like, this place is gonna get sued. This is way too dangerous. Why are they doing this? And she's like, my bag, my credit cards, my money. And the dad's like, this is too intense. This is crazy. And the kids don't even know what to make of it. So finally, they clean up the mess.
There's another prank. One more prank.
It's like a tiny box, but it had water.
No, fire.
Fire, and then there's another box with another stream coming down that had water in it, and then another one that had glitter, and then another one that had fluff that you put into pillows.
The kids make it home at 1 a.m., and at this point, they're very, very tired, and the parents get them up into bed, and they're turning off their lights, and they look over, and in their pile of clothes, Candy says, wait, what is that? And it's one more envelope. And she goes, oh no. And the parents said, oh no. And Bar says, oh no. She opens up the last envelope, and it says, this is the final prank. Press here. And it had a little tiny button. So she pressed the button, and out of her shoe that was like right next to her bed came more pranks. One was glitter, one was fire, one was water. What was the last one?
It was the fluff that you put in
pillows. And fluff that you put in pillows. And they just come out in little poofs. Poof, 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 poof. And luckily it didn't make too big of a mess and it didn't set anything on fire.
No, it did. It did. It set the whole bunk bed on.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
And then it set the whole bunk bed on fire, and they had to call the fire department, and they used their fire extinguishers, and they got the fire out, but their poor bunk bed had some burn marks on it, and it was pretty smoky in their room that night. And the parents decided that they were going to sue this play company because this was way too dangerous and way too crazy. And they definitely crossed a line. But Candy and Bar never forgot that day. The end. What should we call it?
Candy and Bar in the Prank Theater.